Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
That meeting looked like you had clothes on.
Let's get this started. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And the professor's on sabbatical for a couple weeks, so we got to do without him.
It's hard.
It is.
How do you know he's hard? He's
because he's hard. Because he's married to Elle. He's always hard. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. When we left this podcast last time, we had named Abel. Abel has reached out to me and said he's flattered that we're talking about him. still not doing him, guys. Just not.
Well, I mean, we've already established rules are made to be broken.
I understand that. Well, I'll take him 4 hours away to a party there. Maybe I'll do him along with a whole bunch of other people. Then I won't feel as guilty because it'll be in the middle of stuff, you know? It'll be another dick that steps up. It won't just be Abel.
unless you have something that you want to throw out, I'm going to segue right off of that.
Let's go. I have no plan.
When we ended last show, and I'm debating on not, but we'll revisit it so he can weigh in. I needed the professor here, but okay. I was going to try to paint a picture for what somebody can expect. And I mean, for conversation's sake, we could just say I'm talking to Abel.
Okay.
With the cable. That's so funny. That was just the most cheesiest ass thing on Tales from the Crypt years ago. Anyway, I'm sure he's nothing like that. What is it like? Because, I mean, you know, you've heard this hype. You've heard this hype about Janet on this podcast. And there's 2 years worth of what level of expert Janet is, but here's what it is. You get there and you don't need to worry about the transition, and the transition from I'm at the party, I haven't taken off all my clothes yet, you know, because it, you know, so the transition, Janet is going to help you through that. If you haven't completed that transition, she's going to pull you into the express lane and help you get comfortable the right way. And
right. And
as she's given you one of the best blowjobs you've had, you're going to be thankful that you got enough sleep last night. I've been carb loading for the last 2 days. Try to keep yourself in shape, because you're going to quickly realize you're at the top of a mountain. You've made it to the final boss in a video game. Like, this is what it was all coming to. And you're going to live or die in the moment. And that's about when you need to just let go and kind of let primal instincts take over, because that's what's fixing to happen to you.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't that the truth?
You could either
need to step up.
You could. And it's going to be better if you do, and you go this route. and devour her back as you're getting to, it just it's yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah, of course. Now,
And so, oh, go ahead, go ahead.
was the biggest issue against our Abel, if people weren't familiar, our Abel with the cable, is it because you would see him again for services and not of sexual nature?
The biggest issue is where I live is a small location.
Ah, yes.
And
And a lot of people have to deal with that. Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's
You
a small location.
can't do it in your own
We're not talking about, I
backyard.
lived in a couple of big cities. I lived in a
Yes, please.
mid-sized city. I started playing in a mid-sized city. You know, I learned at that time not to play in your little city of 100,000, but to go an hour and a half away to a party to start because you were going to run into some people that you didn't want them necessarily to know until you had established yourself that you were this way. Now, as I got into the lifestyle a little longer, I didn't mind running into people that were from my city in another city. Okay. And then occasionally establishing it enough to go to dinner with them in the city. But it was a big enough, even with 100,000 people, if I didn't want to do the guy again. Remember, I said the last time that when we first met Barbie, there was another couple that was a redhead. She was hot, beautiful. And she was all that. But her husband, I knew, and I knew him from a long time ago, like my seventh grade friends. Brother, that was, it was like, ew. Okay. So, and that guy was an asshole. Okay. And the thing is that we're sitting there at dinner and the waiter or waitress comes up and did something, and it wasn't her fault. It was the kitchen's fault. And he reamed the waiter or waitress, you
Oh,
know,
no.
and he was such an asshole to this person, and it wasn't her fault. And I could tell. You know, my asshole of a husband didn't see it, but I saw it. And for me, one little thing can turn me off. If I
Oh, big
haven't
time.
played with you before, if there's one little thing that you have done, it's a deal breaker. And it's weird what breaks the deal. Well, besides the fact that he knew, my childhood friend, that was really weird. He knew the street I grew up on. That's what freaked me out. But
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that was a little much.
yeah, so then I didn't do him, and the thing is that person, we went out to dinner with them and then came up with a couple of excuses later as to why we weren't playing with them, and then eventually I just came out and told her I'm not comfortable with him because of how much I know him, so I'm not going to play with him. And in that city, I didn't run into them again. You know, I didn't run into them at the grocery store. I didn't run into them at the, quick center picking up coffee. Right. So the reason is, so let's say I break the rule and I play with Abel. Okay. What if he's a terrible fuck?
Oh yeah, man. I've
Okay.
done it. I've done it so many times. And
Right.
then
Then
they
you have
keep
to
coming
act.
back.
Right.
Then they
Then you
keep
have.
coming back.
They keep coming back that you have to act like it was great, blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting old enough that I don't want to act anymore.
No, I'm
Okay.
not acting.
And I don't want to hurt this kid's feelings and say you were a terrible fuck. Okay. Because then what they'll do is they'll do like the puppy dog doctor did, which is, well, tell me what it is I'm doing wrong. Okay. You're so freaking eager that you can't get this right. You're terrible. Okay. Or, God forbid, your dick is almost as small as my first husband. And I divorced that guy. Okay.
I'm with you on that
Oh.
part, but I disagree on the front side.
Okay.
I wouldn't what if the situations. And have I experienced exactly what you're talking about? Yes. But I try to tell people to shift your mindset. There's a little difference in us getting together, but it had been so long that there just almost kind of wasn't. And my mindset is, I've already decided I want to fuck you. And so,
Right.
now granted that that's not going to happen without consent on your side, but assuming that all just comes through and there's a part of you that feels the same way or is just kind of going to go with the moment, I'm fucking you, and it's really important to me that you like it, but
Okay.
I'm fucking you the way I like it.
And you're good at
Well, it happens to work.
I'm gonna
Practice makes perfect.
within some boundaries that we've discussed on other ones where you would acknowledge that I'm fairly kind of aware of the other person and they're reading their body language and things like that. I do, but that just still feeds in. It just makes it better on my end.
So also, there is no one else in our circle that has played with Abel that would turn to me and say, "You are missing a good bet." Okay. Because Al did that with me with Beauregard, right? Beauregard was dorky, skinny, maybe only a little taller than I was. And just, I mean, he was just Beauregard. He looked like Urkel. And so I just was like, I don't want to do this guy. And he was invited to the party. And I remember when he was invited to the party, I was like, oh, somebody must have invited him. And knowing our rules, they must have played with them. And then Elle comes to me and says, "You need to do this guy." And she says, "I know you, and I know you will love him." And I thank her every day because I got past my inhibitions, went up and did him, and was like, damn. Okay. And so then that's, it's not even, so there's no one to vouch for this guy. He has not been in the lifestyle ever. Okay. Him and his girlfriend and some other guy have fooled around and done footsies and maybe played with each other and maybe played with another woman. Maybe it's one or two. But I don't know if he's worth taking the risk of my home. So that's where I am.
No, you're right.
I get that, and that's
Yeah.
valid. And I think when he hears this, I would assume he'll respect that.
Okay, and he will. I'm pretty sure because he reached out to me in between episodes and listened to it and gave me his feedback and stuff and said, hey, I just want to learn, la la. And yes, I know he's trying to get his toe in the door, nose underneath the tent, whatever you want to call it. That's fine too. Okay, here's what I know. If I take him to my favorite party, which is 4 hours away from me, okay, and I take him and his girlfriend and the other boyfriend, and they play around with the other people that I know. And then if one of them, if Sylvia comes to me and says, oh my God, I did him and he's awesome. Okay. Or Asian cowboy's wife, I don't even know what her name is. Okay. Blondie. If she comes to me and says, I did him. Thank you for bringing him. He was awesome. Okay. Then I might do him.
I'm gonna broadcast a PSA to him, but everybody can listen and take this in their own use. But so, Abel, and time me. We're just no more than 2 minutes. Cut me off. So for somebody coming into this new, you've kind of heard us talk, and you should know what it's about, but if you haven't been to the other website or heard the first two seasons, I'm going to give you the cliff notes that apply here. You're for conversation's sake, we're going to call his situation a thruple. You need to have a very candid, open conversation amongst this throuple with all three, because you bringing them through Janet, that makes you responsible for not only yourself but the throuple, okay? And you guys need to have a very candid and open conversation about what this party is, what happens, and establish a level of comfort or a reasonable boundary to play in on the first time out, and that needs to happen way before you're in the car, before you even can finalize and confirm the plan. That communication is absolute key. And if there is any jealousy, feel free to jump in if I'm missing, but if there's any jealousy or just attitude, if
Hard feelings, if there are any
hard
hard
feelings,
feelings.
if there's two guys in the mix, if either the guys are going to look over and be offended, if it was discussed ahead of time and within the bounds of the female getting spit roasted, you need to know that and make a decision accordingly on whether you go or not, or you just think about it some more. I can't impress that enough.
Well, I have a suggestion too. I think that if you're really new, but you're wanting to try out the throuple, we want to do this as a team.
Right.
I don't know what the nearest larger city is to where you are, but I'm sure that they have parties, much like when we first got started and would drive that hour and a half, and we
Right.
would go to a party where it was already like a hotel takeover, or at least a part of the hotel they had
Right.
taken over. I think going to something like that and being comfortable in your own skin and seeing what happens, even if you don't play, because
Right.
chances are people may not even approach you at some of those big parties, because
Now,
they are pretty clicky.
he told me this week when we talked, he said they'd gone on AFF. They had found a meet and greet that was about an hour away, and they were going to go to that meet and greet. Now, for most of you folks out here, so if you're new to this whole thing, if you haven't figured it out, we're all lifestylers. Barbie and I are retired, and Roger is still hanging in there. Okay. And this is a discussion over somebody who's new wanting to get into the lifestyle. Now he's doing it right. They're going to go to the meet and greet. What happens at these meet and greets is I hate them, but I also understand their purpose. You go there, you look the other person over, you talk to them. If I go to the meet and greet, I'm there to figure out, is there a brain in your
Who
body?
else in here wants to fuck?
Yeah. Right. Oh, are you fuckable?
Right.
Are
So
you even fuckable?
that's a good point, because the first thing is you will get these guys in there that think just because you are there at the meet and greet, you want to
Yes.
fuck them.
Yes.
And that's
Yes.
wrong.
That
That
is
is
wrong.
wrong.
I
Okay.
put
Just
on a
because,
clean shirt, got my hat turned around backwards. I'd
without a
fuck me.
doubt.
What's your
Right.
problem?
I put a belt on, new boots on, clean shirt, hat, whatever. And so, and I'm fuckable.
I'm at a
I gotta,
swingers party, so let's do
right.
it. Yeah.
So, and you'll get these guys, and they will be just bullshitters. They will do this whole, let me bang the hell out of you for 2 hours and rip up your vagina. That's not it.
That's
Okay.
not it.
You're
That's
out.
not
Okay.
even,
Right.
no.
So, the other thing I would tell him, the advice I'm going to give him is a couple of things. One, if, because I don't know, I didn't ask him, if you have bisexual tendencies, if you're a guy and you have bisexual tendencies and you're going to the meet and greet, don't tell him.
No, don't tell him.
Don't.
And
It,
don't act on it.
don't
Don't
act
act.
on it. Don't tell him, because it freaks out a lot of guys, a
Yeah.
lot of guys. It
Yeah.
will,
If
you
they
will not
see it,
get, right.
they think they're turning gay.
So in at lifestyle parties, you would think on a lifestyle party that we have progressed enough that we got fine with women and guys with guys. We are not there. Okay. So if your shtick is that you and the other guy like to suck each other off or whatever that is, I don't care. Okay. If that's your thing, if you really want to play with swingers, you do not tell them when you make a profile up, wherever you make a profile, you do not list yourself as a deliberate sword fighter. Okay. Right.
Sword swallower.
Or sword
Yeah.
swallower, a fighter, right? That's it.
That's not the way to open, for sure.
No.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying that later on, a couple years in, that you might find somebody that is like that and on the down low, but it still has to stay on the down low because this is still a thing. Okay. It really is still a thing. And the number two thing that you have to remember, so besides a, no guys, okay, is when you go there, you are not going to go there to at the meet and greet to spew all over the other person. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. I'm really good at this, blah, 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 blah. This is not a sex interview. Okay. It's not. Okay.
No, it's a
This,
it's go
it's
ahead.
not a job interview. It's not. What you do is come with some questions about the other person and then listen to what they say. Okay, so question, how long have you been in the lifestyle? And if they say they've been in the lifestyle 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, what's been one of your best experiences? It's a great question.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the National Siren Awareness Foundation. Every year, thousands of Americans hear a siren and immediately assume severe weather is approaching. But experts say that's not always the case.
We have another report.
Before calling the National Weather Service, ask yourself these important questions. Is the sound coming from a nearby hotel? Is it coming from a lifestyle reunion party? Does it seem unusually enthusiastic? If you answered yes to any of these questions, it may not be a tornado. It may just be Bethany. Stay calm. Do not seek shelter. Ear protection is optional, but strongly recommended.
The National Siren Awareness Foundation is not responsible for confused neighbors, accidental weather alerts, or spontaneous applause from adjacent hotel rooms.
What's been one of your worst experiences? These are the two questions. If you ask them at a meet and greet, you will start a conversation. There will be other couples that will hear it nearby. They will start to chirp in on their stories because if we, the whole reason we have this blog cast is because we have stories.
And
Everybody's
some of them
got
are fantastic.
We've only had a couple guests, but they all get asked, tell us how you got started.
Right. Tell us how you got started and then tell us either a really good experience or a really bad experience.
Beauregard had a great story about
Oh,
how
it
he got
did.
started. Probably the best, but even what's her name that the professor brought,
Crimson, the porn
Crimson.
star.
Everybody's kind of got a unique story about how they got started. And
Right.
that's always a fun, simple icebreaker.
Right.
And
Don't.
then what about you? How'd you get started? Like,
Right.
well, we're
Well, we're just
getting
starting.
started. We're just
Right.
getting started. And
Tell the
exactly.
truth. Don't act like you've been here.
Yeah.
Tell the
No.
truth and just say we're getting started. We're trying to feel everything out and get our,
Yeah.
get our bearings here. And so that's why, I've been told, say, my friend Janet told me to ask these questions. Okay. I was listening
Yeah.
to a podcast and she told me to ask these questions. Get it?
That's right.
Don't talk politics.
Oh
Don't
no.
Don't assume because they're in a certain area of the country that they're going to think the way that you think politically. No politics.
No.
Don't talk about your pets. Don't talk about your children or grandchildren. Don't. Okay. That's out. This is all about that. And so you're trying to find out in a roundabout way, you're trying to find out when somebody tells you a good experience or a bad experience, when they tell you the good experience, you're going to figure out what they like. Okay. Because when I tell you the story about the guy in Paris that started sucking on my toe, you're going to understand. I like to have my toe sucked. Okay. Yes, it's really weird. I like to have my toe sucked. Okay. If somebody else says what was a bad experience, and I tell you that, you know, doing a 69 with the guy that had a really fat stomach and I couldn't reach his dick and it was horrible experiences. So the 69, especially on a corpulent man, is not something I like. Okay.
A squishy nine. It was a squishy nine.
Squishy nine. But it's a way, and listen to what they have to say. Don't cut them off. Listen to what they have to say, and then pick your time to talk.
And you're right. Don't ask them what they do for a living. No. Don't ask about their life. Really, no. Just don't. I mean, everybody comes to these places to kind of take their alter ego or put that other part of their lives aside so they can really just, I mean, so many lifestyle people have high stress jobs. Yeah,
you know, and speaking of that, though, kind of an unspoken thing that we haven't talked a lot about is you're not going to get, don't ask what do you do for a living? Only because nobody loves answering that question.
Exactly.
And to just what you were saying, Barbie, they left that whole thing at home. And we're here to do something else. Damn thing.
Yeah. This is the other part. This is me. You're going to get to see this part of me. And a lot of people get to see that.
And don't have any hesitation about telling people you're new. I will tell you, if I could sell it, I'd still tell people I was new. I just can't sell it anymore. It's just kind of obvious.
Yeah. But, yeah.
The, why? Because you walk in and you're all jacked up and ready for sex, and you just
because,
rip your clothes off and stand there.
Because
and everybody knows him.
Look, if you're in a circle of people talking at this meet and greet, and it's a circle of familiar people, everybody's sitting there wanting a new piece of ass.
Right?
You when you're
the girlfriend will be your girlfriend will be the belle of the ball. Yeah. There is always a bell of the ball. Now,
always.
most of these meet and greets that they have set up, they are strictly for, let's meet each other, greet each other. And then typically they'll have them in a hotel setting so that you'll have a hotel room you can go to if she wants to. If she goes back there, I will guarantee you she'll get fucked by about 7 or 8 guys at least.
When I walked in and I saw you and Elle, I was thrilled to death. And then when the siren came in, I'm like, I was already good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh.
But I'm like, okay, all right. Okay, gonna have to pace myself. Can't I'm gonna just have to set some aside. Like I said, everybody wants something new. It's exciting. And right. So also, you know, lifestyle is supposed to be just as non-judgmental as possible. And everybody was new at one time. So, but just be yourself. Like if you're a waitress, just I say, I'm a waitress. If it comes up, if you're talking about it, oh, I'm a waitress or I'm a substitute teacher. In the end, nobody cares.
I would say I was in public service. There you go. You know how broad that is?
And
I could service a lot of public.
Right.
And we thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I'm asking what somebody does, it's only to make sure it's on my list of things I've done.
Right, because we have certain lists and certain occupations that you want to fuck, and I think the professor has names. He's going by the alphabet, the women that he wants to do. And then, Barbie and I have locational ones. We are locational. We put pins.
Nationalities.
Pins in a map. You know, we do that. Mm-hmm.
There
are some collection items here.
Let's see. And let me just run it down. And, you know, it's not always about what you do for a living. Let's see. I had a school principal from a very large school that was kind of a surprise, and it's just like, she has a stressful job.
We need to play this. We need to play this game because I've had an assistant dean of a college.
I'm trying to work my way up. I told you I'm really on the hunt for a drunk lawyer.
I've had a bunch of drunk lawyers. I've also had a bunch of cops.
Lawyer that's just all stressed out and just and drank too much and just a little on the belligerent side. I want that. But I had a preacher's wife. That's always fun.
I've done a preacher. He didn't tell me till afterwards. He didn't tell us till afterwards, and we're like, oh my god, we did a preacher. Yeah. And then so Barbie and I have had some together.
Do you remember there was a guy named Dr. Todd, and he was a heart surgeon. He did transplant.
Yes, we did Dr. Todd. We did the coroner. I did the coroner, and he's the one that's promised what to do with my body afterwards. He's all
in. We're not going to go there. Yeah, keep going.
I've done. He was a lawyer that became a judge. So technically, then I say I did the judge before he was a judge. You know, the judges don't want to do you when they become a judge because it's just too dangerous for them. You know, I've done a judge's husband. Okay. And that was a lot of fun. So again, we go to occupations. How do you find out these occupations? You don't find them out at the meet and greet.
Don't let that be your focus.
No. What you have to show at the meet and greet is that you're willing to listen and you're willing to learn. Another point of contention, and it happened to me when I was in Paris, when I was at a club in Paris. For some reason, there are some stupid couples, and I know one of them is your wife, Dee, so I don't want to call her stupid. But they don't want to kiss.
Does that make me the stupid?
She doesn't want to kiss. Her thing. There are these people that saw a Pretty Woman or something, and they say that that it's love if you kiss, and it's okay to fuck around if you're not kissing the guy. Well, I got to tell you, in the middle of this, if you really want to make me come, you got to lay a good kiss on me. Okay, I don't care what you're doing with your dick with your fingers and whatever else
it's all together.
I got to have the mouth on the mouth, and I got to have that. I mean, and Roger's a really good kisser. The Asian cowboy is a really good kisser. Cowboy is a good kisser.
Yes, he is.
Woo! Mm-hmm. You know, then Detroit Dan, big dick, but great lips. You know, so here's the thing.
Great dick and great lips. Big dick
and we should use the word and not butt. Not butt. And got it. I'm corrected.
And
so at a meet and greet, but if you go to play with somebody, before you start to play with this person, you may ask them, are there certain no areas for you or certain things that bother you? Okay. Yeah. And if she says, because I was in the room. You weren't there, Roger. You were allowed me to take Dee to a party. Went to a party. We were up there playing with the Joes. Okay. There was four Joes or whatever. They were there. I was doing a Joe. She was doing a Joe. And the guy reached down to kiss her. And she said, I don't do kisses. And he pulled back up.
I'll suck your dick.
And that's what she said. And he said, that's all I need, baby. And then the other guy that was fucking next to us, that was also a Joe, started to malign her for it. And the guy that was fucking her was like, hey, this is the person I'm fucking. I don't have an issue with that. You need to shut up.
Okay? Oh, yeah. I just said the same thing.
And right. And yeah. So it was, get out of my business, boy. You know, yeah. And so, because there were four couples on the bed, fuck it. You know, and we were all on the edges. That's how it was done. I know you're like, how do you get four couples on the bed? You have the women on the edges, worked. People. It two worked. And two. Okay. Just saying. And so I listened to her say it. She just doesn't like it. Okay. But there are some people that when you meet them the first time, they'll say as a couple, well, he has to give me permission or we have to be in the same room together to fuck. I'm not doing you. Okay. Nope. Or, and that's up to you, Abel, if you want to do those kind of people. Okay. Because there's people that set up those stupid rules. And then you're going to have, because I used to be one of them. My first husband used to do that rule. And then the other one of, you have to ask permission to fuck this person. No, I'm not owned by the husband. Okay, that's not this. But again, if you want to do that and you're into that dominance, that's fine if that really goes for you. But if they say to you, we're soft swap, okay, I'm out. Okay, what does soft swap mean? No entry. I am not here just to do oral.
No.
I'll, coming back, you said something and it just kind of triggered a thought. And coming back to that communication piece that I was talking about and between Dee and I and her not wanting to kiss, I've given her kind of a hard time and tried to talk her through, like, how do you not like kissing, but like you'll just deep throat the shit out of that guy's cock, and but just help me understand. And she just kind of it's like my bubble thing. And then in this communication, and here's what the whole thing I was getting at, it came out. She's like, I honestly don't even like it that you do it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, wait. And she's like, I said, well, you know, what's the fix? And she goes, I don't say anything because I know that that's your sexuality.
Right.
And I.
God, she's a great wife.
Tell me about
yeah.
it. Tell me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, it's not fair for me to set boundaries on how you want to fuck. You're here to do you how you want to do it, and same for me, and so I don't put that on you. It just but if you ever know, I know I don't care for it, but you know, it's so she lets me be me. There's I maybe had a similar feeling back in her heyday when she would do gangbangs, but like
we all get a little jealous.
I'm doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. If my dick's hard, I'm gonna just keep fucking. It's the same thing.
I'm not saying I need to kiss you all the time. I'm just saying there comes a certain point when I need a lip lock. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just it. And it's
the heat of the moment.
It's the heat of the moment. It's the whole thing. It's the rhythm. It's the
right.
just and the surrender. It's
I was at a club in Paris. There was a couple next to me. Fabio was fucking somebody next to him, the guy's girlfriend, I think. And then I was fucking the guy. And they speak French, so I don't know what they were saying together. We
ooh
were
la
fucking,
la.
Fucking right. And he was taking me almost to climax, and he reached down and he whispered, you know, is this okay? And I was like, yeah, bring him to me. And his lips came
ask
and locked
me again
on
in
mine.
French.
His lips locked on mine, and she reached over and slapped me. Okay. Oh. Like slapped when in the middle of the kiss, right? Slapped it. And I was like, whoa. Okay. He pulled out and stopped, and a fight ensued, blah, 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 blah. And they walked out.
Okay.
They walked out, and Fabio finished me because I was almost there. Okay.
That's the worst part.
Damn it.
He's so close. And then he walked off.
So anyway.
And he should have gotten the smack, not you.
Well, she smacked us both. We were in the middle. There was no way she could. It was like two dogs that are fucking and you're kicking them to get them undone, except for her hand was slapping our faces. You know, it's like, you don't have a problem with this dick inside of me. You're not kicking the pussy, but you're kicking my lips. What is this? Okay. And I can't argue with her because she's French and she doesn't speak any English. Oh. And all I'm thinking is, we need to have speech bubbles up here where you can see exactly what I'm thinking, honey.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Was that the first time that had happened?
That's the first time I've ever been slapped for kissing a man.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And first and last, I think. I don't think I'm going to be in a situation like that again.
Yeah. Yeah. I try really hard not to be.
So just communicate. I don't mean to scare you, Abel. I don't want you to not go to the meet and greet.
No.
I don't want you to not go. Do these things.
No.
Well, go. Talk to the thruple. Get them all on board.
Yeah.
Go and then just be aware of you know, things to talk about, things not to talk about, things to do, how do you do it. Be polite, ask permission. It's always better to ask than to assume. And then give the person the opportunity to politely come up with either a straight up no or an excuse to no, or give you the clue that yes, let's go.
I would even tell you that the thruple should, in my opinion, should go to the meet and greet first.
Yes.
Then come back and talk to Janet about said meet and greet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
End that with asking her if she'll be your Mr. Miyagi.
Right. And the only other warning I will give you is if the girlfriend gets asked back to a room, you or the other guy need to go with her.
Yes.
Okay. Just 100%. The first time. Just the first time, because we don't know this group. Okay. Right. And so there are some women that when they become the belle of the ball, they take it in stride and they are completely happy and it's what they wanted and they're very satisfied, but they got to have their significant other, and you are the significant other, near them to make sure it's okay. Okay.
Well, for safety reasons, just, you know.
True. If she goes back there and there's, you don't know this group, so you don't know if somebody starts to do something that she says no to and they keep doing it, you're stepping in, dude, because that's your job. Okay. You are the companion of that person. You are the protector of that person. And I, much as she may say she doesn't need it, you're going with her. And you can say, Janet told me to go with you.
That's okay. Right. I have no choice.
I've been told to go. I am your escort. Now, I will stand on the side. I don't have to do anything. And I don't have to get involved. I just want to make sure you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'll just watch. Why not?
Right. And then if she does something completely different than what you've ever had her do to you, do not give her this bullshit of, you never did this with me. Why did you do it with them? Let her be the bee. Let her go. Okay.
Yeah.
And let that butterfly go away and they will come back to you. She loves you. She will come back. It's okay. Let her go. And don't give her any guilt about this at all. I got to tell you that the difference between asshole husband and Fabio is Fabio, the first time that we played outside of, you know, being monogamous together. I mean, we did meet at a party. I did this guy. I couldn't get this guy to come. I was very embarrassed about it. And so Fabio had to do me. And then that guy jerked off and we all three left the club. I got in the car and the first thing Fabio said to me is, I thought he was going to say how bad I was for not getting this guy to come. I thought I was a failure. I'm sitting in the car thinking I'm a failure. And Fabio turns to me and says, I don't think I've ever loved you as much as I love you right now. That was an awesome car ride home. Give your girlfriend, after the meet and greet, if she does play, give her a great car ride home.
Yep.
Don't guilt her.
Did you give him Roadhead going home?
Of course.
Oh, they're lucky that they made it home.
Yeah. You know, because I'd fucked him in the club and then I gave him Roadhead.
I have a special place in my heart for exactly those reasons.
Any chance I got, I love Roadhead. It's my favorite. To do that when the guy's trying to drive is so fun.
Well,
anyway,
I was out of town for our get together. So when I got home, let's see, I was gone about 4 days, and it's all I can tell you is like, if you had ever watched on cartoons when Pappy Le Pew was chasing that cat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd ever wondered, like, I wonder what it'd be like if he caught the cat.
Caught the cat. Uh-huh.
That's what I would just describe as what happened when I came home.
Oh, God, she's such a great wife. All right. On that note, I got to end this podcast. We will take it up again. I will continue to talk to Abel. We will at one point probably have him come on the show to tell you some of his stories and give him his stuff as we bring in this new possible lifestyler. For all of you flies on the wall who've made it so far, our website is an easy one to find now. It's ellisadventures.com. Okay. It is not ellisadventures.net because that's a safari place and you're not going to go there. ellisadventures.com is where you'll find us. If you need to email us, I am thejanetvalentine@gmail.com. And Roger is spitroastwithus@gmail.com. You can also find us on the website. There's a little button to send us a note if you would like to ask us a question, join the show. There's also a place to tip Mandingo because he does a great job as a producer. And oh my God, if you are not listening to that siren commercial that he's come up with after the recording of the siren, that's just sorry for you. Okay. If you skip those commercials thinking they're a commercial when they are just hilarious. Okay. You've got to listen to Mandingo's commercials. So for all of you guys who've made it so far, I hope that for the next time that you come again and come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the line.